The movie is Gridlocked. It is available to own on Blu-ray and DVD as of today. One of the stars of that movie, also a WWE Hall of Famer, and we both agree, hands down, the most beautiful guest we've ever had on this show. Trish Stratus is on the line with us right now. Trish, Tom, and Matt here in the Lehigh Valley, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for the lovely compliment this morning.
Well, first question here about this movie, and that's just, what can you tell us about the film and more specifically your role in it? I mean, being the star that you were in WWE, I can't imagine that you play a damsel in distress kind of role. So what can you tell us about Gridlock and what you kind of role you play?
Very perceptive of you. Yes, I'm basically much like I was in the WWE. I'm a female in a male-dominated world, so I'm part of an elite group of cops. And I'm the only female there, but I take my craft very seriously, and I try to kick butt when I can and prove myself to the guys, very similar to my wrestling career. And then we get invaded by some mercenaries, and basically the whole movie takes over, and it's fighting and shooting and guns and bullets, and I don't know what the bullet count in this movie is, but it's pretty crazy. But the action is awesome. Right? The director was inspired sort of by the, you know, Die Hards and Lethal Weapon. So we kind of, this was sort of a throwback to those movies. So, you know, when I first got the gig, the director said to me, you know, this is what I'm inspired by and a real throwback to Die Hard and Lethal Weapon. And then I'm like thinking, and I'm in a film with Danny Glover now. Wow. Like, you know, just, that's pretty incredible. So, you know, the film's awesome. It's kind of, the dynamic between Dominic Purcell and Cody Hackman. They have like this great kind of, you know, there's some comedy there with a sort of buddy ride-along kind of feel, but the action itself, man, it's awesome. I was just, what made me most excited about this movie was just seeing the scenes that I would have, and so I guess, obviously, you know, they knew. Once I was on board and I was working with the stunt coordinator, I think we kind of took it to another level and made these scenes even, like, more kick-butt, you know, it was kind of neat working with someone. You know, I could sort of bring in my moveset, and then he incorporated his moveset and gave me some new stuff, and it was pretty cool.
The idea of doing another movie, was it something you sought out, or did they come to you and say, we've got this perfect part for you?
Well, actually, I just had, you know, I was kind of just coming in out of my mommy bubble. I had my son in at the end of 2013, and so I think he was about 4 or 5 months old, and I was just sort of like, okay, I'm ready to merge back into the world now. And it was actually a good friend of mine, Edge, Adam Copeland, who had this agent here in Toronto that he'd done really, really well with. He had a show he was filming out in Halifax called Haven. I think you're familiar with that show. He did that show. So he had said, you know, why don't you meet with my agent? He's here in Toronto and see what you can do. Because I thought, yeah. So I was just sort of ready, like I said, just kind of coming out of the mommy bubble. And I took a meeting with him. And I kind of left the meeting, like, excited about it and saying, yeah, this would be something I definitely want to look into pursuing. But I had to be aware. I said, I can't, like, fly out to L.A. for an audition. And just things, I was just building my business. I just opened my second studio. And, you know, so I just said, I have my business and my baby's just a baby. So I kind of have to be aware of those things. He goes, okay, cool. Those are the parameters. We'll work with that. Literally like 2 weeks later, I don't think we'd even signed a contract yet. He goes, well, I've got something that's pretty perfect. It's filming in Toronto. It's an action movie. She's just kick butt girl and, you know, amongst these guys. And, she's the only female lead in there. And, it stars Danny Glover and Dominic Purcell and Stephen Lang. What do you think? I'm like, yeah, okay. It's funny cause I did walk away thinking, you know, if the universe, I know it sounds like sort of esoteric, but I said, if the universe wants this to happen, oh no, it's the right, you know, right path to follow. And sure enough, when that landed on sort of on the Who's desk, I thought, yeah, this is the right thing. So it was a great experience. Like I said, I didn't have to go home from or far from home. I had a trailer which my son came to, and I was able to continue breastfeeding while I was kicking butt. A wonderful balance to find as a new mom. So it was, you know, great timing, and it was sort of the perfect project for me to jump into this world.
Talking with Trish Stratus, WWE Hall of Famer and star of the film Gridlocked, again available to own on Blu-ray and DVD as of today. Was your time in WWE a help when it came to acting? I mean, obviously not everything was maybe scripted word for word when you're out there with a microphone in front of a live audience, but I would think that you're still playing a role or a character and getting into a character and when you're out there. So how much was that a help kind of transitioning into full-on acting?
So a huge help. And, you know, I noticed that on my first film. My first film was in 2011. It was called Bounty Hunters. And, you know, that was a very nerve-wracking scenario for me to be, you know, jumping into the movie world and kind of going like, can I do this? Because, I mean, you know, a limited acting experience. Of course, I'd done a few shows here and there, you know, guest spots on television shows and obviously sometimes mostly playing Trish Stratus or myself, right? But I was pleasantly surprised that it really does translate well. You know, you are playing a character. I mean, gosh, I'd like to look back and say that's not me. Some of those character moments. You know, so you're playing this character. You're evoking an emotion from an audience. You're bouncing off another counterpart. Yeah, it's absolutely. And a lot of the times, you know, you said it's word for word out there, but a lot of the times, the really good promo people, it's not word for word. A lot of it is, you know what your point is. You have to get to your
right.
point. So that's your script. But, I mean, it's all improv. A lot of it, I think my biggest tool, I took some Second City improv classes when I was injured one year. It was back in, oh, gosh. Well, I don't remember the year, but when I had, I think my thumb was broken or something like that, where I was off the road for a little bit. So I took some improv classes and I went back and it was like just so helpful because, you know, you're out there and if you feel the crowd going one way, you just swerve off that page and go another way. And, you know, so honing those skills and then being able to take it to film, it really definitely translates. And of course, the fighting as well, like it's definitely a different approach to fighting. But it certainly translates as well. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. And the cool thing was when I met with the director and the producer for Gridlocked, the producer was actually a big fan, and he's the one because you know I knew this was it was a different level because of the caliber of actors on this film, and he just kind of had said to me, he understood, like watching, if you watch wrestling for 20 years, you know that's acting. You know that's, you know, he goes, I just understand this is acting. I know you can do this. So he was excited about me, kind of taking on this role.
You were the women's champion a record 7 times. After that, it was called the Divas Championship. Now, once again, called the WWE Women's Championship. Did you have an opinion on that, of what the championship should be called, and your thoughts on the women's division in wrestling now?
Yes, I just wrote a blog on TrishStratus.com, but I will tell you some excerpts. it was a huge, listen, the Divas time was just a different time. I mean, it was just a different focus. It was just unfortunate because there was a great amount of talent at the time. There was girls that could wrestle as great as we did in our little era, which was kind of known as the golden era. Some good women's wrestling was coming at that time. And then they just didn't have the support that we had, like some of the storylines and some of the, you know, the stuff that you, the character development, which is important, obviously, to translate in the ring. That's what makes a story important. That's why people care about a fight. So they were missing that. And then, you know, then lately the shift has happened where they've got these really seasoned performers that are great. Like they're just coming out and they've been working at the Performance Center, which is their sort of they have the gym down in Tampa where all the younger kids are kind of working on, and they have promo classes and they work in front of an audience. So when they come to the big stage, they're ready and they're seasoned. And so, you know, we were starting to see some really great stuff from the women. And I know, I think it was a very forward-thinking move for them to just abandon that diva thing. Personally, when I was around and they were calling the girls divas, I didn't call myself a diva. You know, I just didn't make sense to me. I'm like, I'm a woman's wrestler. I'm a WWE superstar. I don't get why we're called divas. And so, so I think, you know, it's a good time they brought it back. It's definitely, it's just telling of what the environment is now in women's wrestling, which is a good thing. It's going in a very good direction.
The movie, again, is Gridlocked, available to own on Blu-ray and DVD as of today. Trish Stratus, one of the stars of that film. Go check it out. Trish, thanks so much for squeezing us in today. We know you have to run. We'd love to ask you a whole bunch more questions, but we're appreciative that you were able to give us a little bit of time today. Congratulations on all your success, and best of luck in everything you do.
Appreciate it. And we'll do a follow-up call one of these days, okay?
Sounds good to us.